Monday, May 5th, 1986. The preacher is Dr. Eric Keel. The sermon text is Matthew 13, 1 through 16. The sermon theme is The Word is Power.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen. Have you ever considered how frustrating the years of Jesus' ministry must have been for him? Week after week and month after month, he spoke to his fellow covenant people about the kingdom of God on the basis of the scriptures. But they would not hear what he was trying to tell them. Instead, they heard what they wanted to hear on the basis of their own presuppositions and misinterpretation of the scriptures. And what must have been more frustrating to Jesus was the fact that his disciples also had the same attitudinal difficulty. As the Gospels bear out, they too had their own agenda, and they heard what they wanted to hear. And so Jesus very carefully brought out, as came out in the gospel reading this morning, that the problem was not with the word, but with the heart attitude of the hearers. Only those whose hearts were open to the message would hear what Jesus was telling them on the basis of scripture. Sometimes the day of parables is termed the busy day in the ministry of our Lord. And it wasn't this day that Jesus sat in the boat and spoke to the people as they sat along the seashore. And maybe it should be noted that some years ago, a crew of highly trained acoustical engineers tested the acoustical qualities of the area and found them to be excellent. On this day, Jesus began a new approach to seek to get to his hearers, to seek to get them to hear his message. He told them simple stories of life, which were so much a part of their experience and their history, and prefaced them with the comments, in many cases, the kingdom of God may be compared to, but not actually telling them what he was really saying to them. And the secret of this technique lay in the puzzling quality of what he was doing, telling them stories which they knew so well, but not telling them exactly and very specifically what he was saying. And as they wondered and as they pondered, the Spirit could work in their hearts to seek to chip through the hardness of their heart to bring them to realize what the true message was. In our text this morning, Jesus stresses the inherent power of the seed to seek to convey to his hearers that the true kingdom of God was a result of the seed of the word working in the hearts of men through the operation of the Spirit. It is interesting as one looks at the parable spoken on that busy day, Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8, that the first four parables have as their key word seed. And you and I know at this time of the year the inherent powers in seed. And the fifth parable is that of yeast or leaven. And you and I also know the inherent powers which reside in leaven or seed. Jesus was stressing to his hearers, contrary to their thought pattern, that the coming of the kingdom of God was not dependent on military action, as they hoped so much it would be, to usher in a glorious, victorious, and age of prosperity and peace and all the things that they wanted. But the truth that he tried to convey to them through these simple stories of life was to stress that the power of the word is great, like the power of the seed is great. That through the working of the Spirit, the kingdom of God would come into the hearts of each of the hearers of Jesus, provided that they would listen on Jesus' terms, provided they would listen on terms of the Scriptures. So his stress to them was that the word is power, the seed is power, the word is power. And certainly to you and to me today, to those who are in ministry or those who are in training to be in ministry, and some of us will be there so very quickly. We need to remember that the word is power. We'll be entrusted with that tremendous privilege to be God's douloi, to be God's servants of the word. And you and I must remember that God deigns to use us, despite of what we are in our human weakness. Our mission is and will always be that you and I share his precious word in its truth and purity. The word of God is powerful, not we. The Holy Spirit works through that word and works tremendous miracles through that word. It's not us, but it's the Spirit working through the power of the word. And so you and I are to be, in a sense, the angeloi, the messengers of God, always faithfully sharing that word. And this, of course, means that you and I must know that word very completely, that we must know it well, that you and I must always seek to continue to study that word in its total context before we can truly know what it actually all is saying. We need to keep in mind that you and I never become experts in the word. That never happens. On our dying day, may we confess that we have learned something more that is new about this word and its truth and purity. And so that means that ministry involves, in your and my part, that we always remain humble students of the word, carefully listening to what God has to say to us, and then saying it in a very simple way, without ostentation and all the pretensions to learning that one sometimes hears, but that we are concerned to convey the power of the word very simply, very faithfully, in its total context. And then God sometimes blesses us with success. Let's keep in mind that it's not us, but it's the Spirit working through that word that brings success. It is always His doing and not ours. You and I can never take credit for the success that may come to us as we serve our Lord in ministry. We pray that we shall always remember our proper role in sharing God's powerful word, that we will work very faithfully and hard to learn to say what that word says in its total context, that you and I will always remember that any success that comes your way is always God's doing and not ours, that you and I can never take credit for the success that comes to us from a human viewpoint, but it is the Spirit working powerfully through that powerful word of God. And may you and I always give all praise and thanks and glory to God in humble gratefulness that He deigns to use us as those who are His douloi, His servants of the word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.